Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, some of you may not realize this, but we play this song as much for us as we play it for you, because it reminds us of what day it is, because sometimes we get very confused on the show. It's Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It's going to be another hot day with a chance of rain for the next couple of days. However, look at this Memorial Day weekend coming up. It is going to be beautiful and essentially no chance of rain. And I'm assuming that's going to be for the entire Gulf Coast region from here through Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And I know a lot of you are going to be heading in that direction. Man, I haven't been over there in so long. I really miss that area. I love the Pink Pony. I love the Florabama. In fact, there was a time when payphones were popular. There was a time when they had a payphone on the Alabama side. See, the Florabama is a bar that's right on the border of Alabama and Florida. And the price of payphones was different at one point. And so you would pay one, I forget what the price was, but you would pay one price on the Alabama side. And if you used the payphone on the Florida side, you'd have to pay another price because they were two different prices. Anyway, just such a great, great part of the country. And then over toward Pensacola and Fort Walton and Destin and Panama City and Seaside and all those places. Just, I haven't been over there in so long. I've got to get over there soon. But I spent all of my time, extra time, traveling to Portland. But I got to find some time to get over there. Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about today. Yesterday, we talked about the Catholic Church in San Francisco telling Nancy Pelosi, because she's pro-choice, she's not allowed to come to communion. No church should give her communion in the San Francisco area. I think that's wrong. We even had a priest call our show yesterday. In fact, he's the president, James Wehner. He's the president of the Notre Dame Seminary here. And he was listening, and he called into the show, and he said that when you're going to take communion, that's not the time to determine whether or not somebody should take communion. And he agreed with a lot of what we were talking about on the show, and then also gave us some insight into what's going on there. And that inevitably brought up the scandal in the Catholic Church about pedophile priests, and it seems like the Catholic Church is doing a lot more. Well, now the target is on the Southern Baptist Convention, Southern Baptist Churches. There is a lot of hypocrisy among Christians who call themselves Southern Baptists. It's not just Catholics. And I continue to remind you that Christians continue to give Christianity a bad name. We're just learning as we just go on the air that the Southern Baptist Convention is going to release the names of the people who have either been found guilty or have pleaded guilty, have either been convicted or found guilty. And they should. You know, at first they weren't going to release the names. No, we need to know the names. We need to know these people. We need to see them. Anyway, we're going to talk a lot more about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, five states are having elections today. It's a big primary election day in America. The big races in Georgia seem to be getting the most attention. And because of the election and the alleged fraud to the point where the election was not legal, and the pressure that President Trump put on officials in Georgia to find the votes. In other words, President Trump asked officials in Georgia to fix the election, to undermine democracy. With no respect for democracy, he wanted to win. To hell with democracy, he wanted to win the election. And that's just not the trait of a quality human being, in my opinion. So there's a lot of focus on these races. Now, this guy Perdue is running against Brian Kemp, who is the incumbent governor of Georgia. And he apparently is very popular, Brian Kemp. Former President Donald Trump has put a lot behind Perdue. And Perdue has gone on the campaign trail with just the real simple message that the election was fixed, which, as you and I know, is factually not true. In fact, even Kellyanne Conway is saying the election was not fixed. She's saying that you got to get over it. It's not coming from me. It's coming from Kellyanne Conway. And I don't know whether you've seen her or not, but in her time since she was in the White House, she went through some plastic surgery. She looks great. She got rid of the bags under her eyes, and she looks really good. So she's gone through some plastic surgery, which I'm not being critical of. I'm just making the observation. So we'll be talking about that as well. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene faces her first reelection, which is very interesting. Very quickly, let's go to Jerry, who's in La Place, and he's going to give us an update on Ramon, who's the guy who's pushing carts up Airline Highway to get to Alaska. Jerry, where is Ramon now?
I have no idea. That's why I'm calling you. Oh. I live in La Place.
Oh, I thought you knew.
I saw him calling you. I saw where he was in La Place. That's in St. John Parish. This morning, I drove all the way to St. James Parish, and I didn't see him anywhere around there. He couldn't have moved that quickly way he was going. So what happened to the man is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. We'll put the word out there. If anybody knows what happened to Ramon, the guy that we talked about, I was there live on Airline Highway with him on Friday afternoon, call the show or give us a text and let us know where Ramon is. People have a lot of information, especially if you're in the area. So just let us know. Jerry, I do appreciate the call, and hopefully we find out good news. I hope he's okay. I mean, I did worry about the guy being out there and pushing these carts up Airline Highway on his way to Alaska. Very spiritual guy. We talked about this a lot on the show Friday. This is his mission, and you and I don't understand it, but we don't have to. He gets it. And he has created this mission that occupies his time and makes him feel like he's doing something. And I applaud him for that. And one of the messages that he says he hopes to extend to people is believe in yourself, believe in God, and do what's right. And he's doing what he thinks is right for him. And it's a miraculous feat. It's an incredible story of humanity. But we'll have to see how that turns out. I hope he's okay. If anybody knows where he is or how he is, call the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, or send us a text, 504-260-1870. Also, at the very beginning of the show, let me just point out, the St. Aug graduating class this year, 100% of the graduates have been accepted to college. That's amazing. So this further demonstrates that it's not fair for anybody to stereotype. It's just not fair. So it's best if you don't do it. Ian Hoke is our senior studio producer. Good afternoon.
Hey, yeah, sorry, I'm a little distracted here. I am I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
And that embarrassing vintage photo that you found of yourself and that you gave to me, I scanned it, and I'm posting it on your Facebook page right now.
All right, look, this came up on the show. I think this came up on the show Friday. Oh, it's okay to laugh. No, if you want a good laugh today, go to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page.
Just posted it.
And I hope you become a follower. But we were talking about pictures and the past. And oh, I know, we were talking about fashion. And I talked about some fashion in the past that I wore that I was embarrassed about. And this memory came to mind of this picture that was taken. And it was a studio shot. And, like, my shirt is unbuttoned to my navel. My hair is all poofy. And I don't know how else to describe it, but it's so embarrassing that I find it funny. Also, check out the earring.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
See? Yeah.
Wow.
Had earrings at the time.
So it's like the shirt is the shirt is too large. You know, and that's the fashion at the time, I'm made to understand. And you wear a really oversized shirt. And it's unbuttoned, and then the oversized shirt is tucked into these very tight white slacks, like sort of Miami Vice pants.
Right.
So it gives you the appearance of sort of being top heavy.
But the
like
pants
were
kind of...
I could push you over.
Right. The pants are a little baggy down toward the bottom. You can't see that in the picture. But those pants were, they were not skin tight like my skinny jeans.
Yeah.
So it looked, the picture is so embarrassing that I want to give you a good laugh. I laugh at it. Ian's laughing at it. You can laugh at it as well. And if you want to share your thoughts or if you have any vintage pictures, embarrassing pictures of me from the past, please feel free to share them with us so we can post those as well. It's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. All right. So gas prices continue to go up and up, and they have now hit a new record national high.
Gas prices have soared over the past 2 weeks. Talk about pain at the pump.
There's been a 33-cent per gallon jump in the retail price of gasoline in the past 2 weeks.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Regular grade is now $4.71, and it sits $1.61 over the year-ago point.
Around the nation, the highest average price for regular is in San Francisco, $6.20 a gallon. The lowest average, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's $3.92. I'm Shelley Adler.
Yeah, the question is, have you changed your habits because of the high price of gas? I mean, I haven't changed mine, but again, I've told you in the air that honestly, it doesn't really affect me that much. I have a very small car, gets very good gas mileage, and from West End to the radio station is not that far, so I don't have to do a lot of driving. But many of you are driving like all over the place, and this is really affecting your bottom line. But it seems like most people are still doing what they always do. Also, it's a trial that seems more like the Jerry Springer show, the trial of Johnny Depp and his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
Amber Heard's lawyers did not call Johnny Depp as a witness, as was initially suggested. Depp is suing Heard for libel over her 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece in which she described herself as a victim of abuse without mentioning Depp by name. Judge Penny Ascarati also rejected a motion from Depp's attorneys to toss Heard's $100 million counterclaim against Depp. Heard claims Depp's then-lawyer Adam Waldman defamed her when he called her allegations of abuse a hoax. Depp testified he never struck Heard. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
You know, we continue to follow the Johnny Depp trial because it really, if you've been through a bad breakup, if you're going through a bad breakup, it kind of makes you feel a little better about your life because that is such an S show. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Most of the texts right now are in response to the picture we just put on Facebook.
Oh, no,
here's
no,
one
no.
That says, hey, no, I mean, they're complimentary.
Well,
it
they
says,
shouldn't be. It's embarrassing.
I think he looks good. That picture is awesome. Scoot with the hairy chest. Woohoo. Here's one that says, he looks like he's ready for Duran Duran.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I was about... that was the mid-80s, and I think I was 35, 36 in that in that picture. But, yeah, I find that looking back, it's quite embarrassing that I posed for that picture. It wasn't like a candid shot. No, I posed for that picture. That's the embarrassing part.
This is so funny. The look that you have in your eyes is so...
How would you even describe that look? I mean, it looks like, you know, I don't know. It's embarrassing.
They're not quite bedroom eyes.
No, they're not.
You know, you don't look like you're trying to seduce the viewer.
Well, here's what I you know, I guess I thought I'm very trustworthy, but if you went on a date with me, maybe you couldn't totally trust me.
Wow, this is doing numbers, man. I just opened up like the comments and the likes and the shares and all. Yeah, people like this.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, it's it's artistic. It's not quite Mona Lisa artistic, but you know, compositionally, it's a pretty nice photograph.
Look, and you know who took that picture?
Who?
I forget his title, but the guy who is in charge of like the French Quarter residency stuff, Glade Bilby. I forget his title, but he's been on with Tommy.
I know that
he's,
name.
He's been on our station a lot. We've had him on, and I know he's been on a lot with Tommy. But Glade Bilby is a photographer and was back then. But he actually took that picture.
Yeah, FrenchQuarterCitizens.org, a commercial photographer with over 38 years in experience.
But I bet he doesn't have that picture in his resume.
Why wouldn't he? He'd be like, look who I got. This is like, who's the woman that does like all the babies in flower pots, like Ann Geddes or something like that? I don't know. This would go in your portfolio.
No, I don't know.
It's
embarrassing. Look, I've got more embarrassing pictures that I am willing to share with you. So, you know, we can continue with
get
this.
Get them. Yeah. Get them in here.
I'll bring another one tomorrow.
Give me.
All right. All right. Also, Mick Jagger says, rock and pop music is not supposed to be done when you're his age, 78. And in 1975, Mick Jagger told People magazine, "I'd rather be dead than sing Satisfaction when I'm 45. We'll talk about all of that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're talking about the Southern Baptist Convention sex scandal. Yesterday, we talked about the Catholic Church. Today, this is a story in the news. And I continue to remind you that it is Christians who continue to give Christianity a bad name. And it's time that we realize the hypocrisy and stood up against it. We're going to talk to a Baptist pastor from Westwego about this when we come back. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
An investigative report was published Sunday, and it claims that leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, which I think leads like 47,000 churches around the country, mishandled sex abuse reports for over 20 years. And at first, they were not going to release the names of the people. Now, apparently, they are. And this just goes to show you that you cannot automatically assume that people who claim to be Christian are Christian. Make somebody prove it to you. Let them prove it with their actions, and don't fall prey to simple words like, I'm a Christian, because so many people who claim to be Christian, so many people who go out of their way to claim to be Christian, may be the least Christian among us. There was an article in 2019 in the Houston Chronicle, and it pointed out that 218 people in Southern Baptist churches were convicted or pleaded guilty to sex crimes. This was 2019. Debbie Vasquez was 14 years old when she was molested by a pastor in her church. She was 18, and a Southern Baptist pastor got her pregnant. In the summer of 2008, Debbie actually went to Indianapolis to ask the Southern Baptist Convention to do something about the sexual predators in the church. Days later, Southern Baptist leaders rejected nearly every proposed reform. So this has been going on for a while, and finally something's being done about it, and I think that's awesome. Pastor Jay Atkins from the First Baptist Church in Westwego, editor of the Southern Baptist Convention Voices, and also member of the Southern Baptist Committee, Nominating Committee, joins us on WWL. Pastor Atkins, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Scoot, thank you, man. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. So, Pastor, tell me how you feel as a Southern Baptist priest, pastor. How do you feel that this news is finally out?
I cannot express my relief. Scoot, there have been a number of us who for a number of years have tried to dig through some of the obfuscation and cover up that has been going on. Honestly, not knowing how rampant this was, it is both at the same time a great embarrassment, heartbreak, but also a great relief that we're finally going to do something about this.
I think that's the really positive part of this. And I'm sure, sure. There were Baptists who were looking very critically at the Catholic Church for all that was going on without
right.
even realizing that the same thing was going on within the Baptist Church.
You're exactly right. Let me point something out. One of the things I've been a listener of your show for a long time, Scoot.
I appreciate that.
One of the things I always appreciate is not only are you, you know, you talk about your opinion, you also deal in information, and I appreciate that. This is something that a lot of folks don't know, and it might be helpful. Baptists are a strange lot. You might already know that, but we're a strange lot in part, specifically because the Southern Baptist Convention isn't really a denomination. Now, it might be weird to hear that from people, but a couple of things Baptists have been about for 400 years have been religious liberty for all people, specifically even those who don't want to be religious, that they have that liberty to do that, and the autonomy of the local church. And so when you look at our convention of churches, it's technically not a denomination like our friends in the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Assemblies of God, our friends in the Roman Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. We don't have a hierarchical structure in the same way. In fact, when we gather for 2 days of the year, the folks that go from our churches are called messengers. In other words, if there is a structure, it's kind of an upside-down structure. So the mm-hmm. churches tell our denomination what to do. Well, for years, a lot of our churches have tried to tell our denomination there are concerns in these areas. Abuse survivors have tried to share this. The problem we have is, even though we don't have a hierarchical structure, there are some folks who think that they are the hierarchical structure, and specifically related to some lawyers in the convention that were more concerned, and this is the heartbreaking part, that were more concerned about protecting financial resources than what we're supposed to be about, and that's the hearts of people. And so it's important to understand in this process, unlike a lot of our sister denominations, that a hierarchical group can go in. If there's a problem, they can remove the pastor, they can do those sorts of things. Here, what we've got with the autonomy of each church, if you have some pervert in the pulpit that, molested some child, well, the church finds out, and then, to save face, they don't call the police, which is a sin and an abomination on its own right. They'll just let that pastor go, tell the people, well, now we need to forgive. And that pastor could go down the street to another Baptist church and fill the pulpit, and no one would know the difference.
Well, Pastor Atkins, this so parallels the plight of the Catholic Church that it's haunting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. There are leaders, and a lot of us knew this stuff was there, but for arguably, man, the sin nature of people, it doesn't, and you're absolutely right. I've heard you say it a couple of times just today. Christians do more to cause hypocrisy be leveled at the Christian church than anybody else from the outside. And it's terribly unfortunate. Now, let me say one other thing about this list that you've mentioned. Just today, I know you said it was breaking news, and it was. Just this morning, what we have is our executive committee. That's the group that kind of helps take care of things when we're not in session for the rest of the year for those 2 days. And again, they're not above us or a hierarchical group. We had just found out in this report that one of the – I'm just going to call him one of the bad guys here – one of the bad guys had been keeping an unofficial tally of people who, if they heard about a particular pastor that was abusive, they had been keeping an unofficial tally, not even letting anybody else know. And so they had this list of names, and just today, our executive committee voted to absolutely, openly, and transparently release that to the media. So I'm very excited that that's going to come out. I mean, heartbroken, but excited to see some movement there.
Well, here's why I think you should be excited, and all Baptists should be excited by this. Because if you point out the bad people, if you point out the perverts within the church, then you at least dismiss them from the general population, yes, of the church. And you point, yes, out that we're not all like that. And so this is a,
that's right,
this is an enlightening moment.
That's exactly right. We let me just tell you, it's not been easy. We have had a struggle, as you know, for years. I'm so thankful. You mentioned the report from the Houston Chronicle. Robert Dowden is the guy that helped to open that up and blow that apart. His reporting on this has been tremendous. It's really that and the heart of the abuse survivors who have wanted to see change, who haven't necessarily left us, but wanted to see this thing reconciled and rectified, so to speak. Those folks are the heroes in this, that they've pushed. I've got some friends in the secular media who has done more for us than a lot of the people in the churches. It's really heartbreaking. And so it's been a struggle, but I'm so excited that the tide finally seems to be changing. Now, that's not to say there aren't going to be churches, you know, but because of that autonomy issue, anything we do, in fact, one of the hopes that we had, that many of us have had, is that we would be able to have some sort of database for abusers. Now, in our autonomy, there's a sticking point there because we don't, the denomination doesn't have the authority, because there is no authority there to kind of oversee that sort of thing. And so some of those folks who have been covering this stuff up have tried to say, well, it's not part of our polity. We can't do it. Many of us are saying, wait, we might not be able to do certain portions of it, but we can absolutely share with our churches if some pervert's trying to come and fill their pulpit. And so we could volunteer, because that's what we do. We're like a rope of sand, our churches. We could voluntarily, in every one of our churches that would be willing to participate, they could participate in this process. There's all sorts of ways we could answer these problems. And finally, I think a corner is turned.
We're talking to Pastor Jay Atkins. He is the pastor at the First Baptist Church in West Wego, and we're talking about the Southern Baptist leaders who have now decided to release the names of these alleged perverts within the Southern Baptist community. And apparently this is something that's gone on for a while, and the church itself, to protect itself financially and to protect the power, yep, of certain individuals, the church has, as an organization, has tried to keep all of this very quiet. Pastor, I don't know if you can, but try to shed light on the individual that uses God, that uses Jesus' name to molest somebody.
One of the tenets of the Baptist faith is that human beings aren't all good with some bad. We're pretty much bad with some good. And so the way that we've described that is to show, you know, and I use the little joke about you don't have to teach your child how to lie. You have to teach them to tell the truth. And that is kind of a statement of human nature. And my friend, unfortunately, as you know, just because you call yourself a Christian certainly doesn't mean that you're a regenerate believer in Jesus Christ. And church.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, are proving grounds for some of these perverts. They attend, and I don't mean just, I don't mean to, that sounds dismissive. Let me rephrase that. For these sick people to prey on innocent folks, that's why you see it with children, with young women in the church, even with older women and even men in the church. There's a man in the convention that's been just as much a part of trying to combat this, and it was a man who was abused in a Southern Baptist church. What we have in a church is a built-in place for people to trust, or that's what it's supposed to be. That's what we all want it to be. And with that built-in trust comes a little naivety, or let's say sometimes a lot of naivety. And that's why, for instance, in our church, we actually probably about 5-7 years ago, we went full bore into some of these things, making sure that every person that works with our children have background checks, that every person, that we've got two adults in every room with a minor. Unfortunately, there are some churches that don't think that way. They trust and they allow people to come in. And, you know, it's wolves in sheep's clothing. It's nothing new. It's the history of man.
You know, Pastor, I think it's one of two things that happens, and I'm not really sure which dominates. It could be somebody that is predisposed to do this people, and so they seek a position that puts them in a position to do that. But then I also wouldn't rule out the possibility that some people may gain such power godlike characteristics that they feel like they can do it and get away with it.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I would argue a case in point, and this is one that has broken my heart. There was a highly respected pastor in the Southern Baptist Convention who's a former president of our convention that the report points out that he, with credible accusation, with credible witnesses, that he forcibly pushed himself on the wife of another pastor and molested her. And this was someone who has led conferences on being a good husband and all those sorts of things. I was it Lincoln that said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? I want to say it was Lincoln who said that. Man, you see that everywhere. You certainly see it in politics. You see it in the church, and it's sad.
Pastor, are you and will other pastors address this from the pulpit Sunday in church?
I actually addressed it this past Sunday, and I told our church, and I laid out what was going to be coming and what was happening. And of course, if anybody has any questions in our congregation, and I'm sure many of our other brothers and sisters at other churches are going to do similarly, to be able to answer and be open and transparent and answer any and every question. That's what we've got to do. We've got to move toward transparency.
Right.
If we don't, we're going to find ourselves in the same boat that we always are. There is no, the hallmark of Christianity, Scoot, as you know, is repentance, expression of repentance. And that's exactly what we're not doing for political power or financial sake. Let's just cover these things up. Here's the thing that most disgusts me. You'll have these guys who'll say, we want to save the save the look of the church. We don't want to bring reproach on the name of Jesus. And they'll tell these survivors, Jesus tells us to forgive. And so we need to move forward and forgive and not press charges. Listen, there is a difference between a person being forgiven and a person appropriately paying for the sin that they commit that's against the law. And so we've got to not be embarrassed. We have to be completely transparent about this stuff.
Pastor Jay Atkins, thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to keep your number. If we have any other questions about this or other issues involving Baptists, we will give you a call. But you're a pastor at the First Baptist Church in Westwego. Pastor Atkins, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Scoot. Take care.
Right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Art Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. And I think this is really good news for Southern Baptist and the Baptist Church. I've just heard about so many stories where there's just so much blatant hypocrisy with Baptists as well. And they pretend to be one thing on the outside and they do something else in private. And that's not right. So hopefully this is the beginning of all of that changing. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers, on this day in 1975, Earth, Wind & Fire's Shining Star was the number one hit in America. And this is a song celebrating the clean living and spiritual health that the band was living. An appropriate song to play here. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, one common thing on this show is the exposure of hypocrisy in our society. And we're human. We're all a little hypocritical now and then. But there's just such grave, blatant hypocrisy in politics concerning social issues and in religion. And yesterday we talked about the Catholic Church not wanting to give Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden communion because they're pro-choice. When you look at the whole picture, that's hypocritical. And Southern Baptists, who have been so proud to represent Jesus and to think that they are the Bible-based religion that is righteous and that they are doing the right thing, they've now been exposed to have been hiding a number of perverts in the church. Let's go to Gulfport. Alan, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Alan.
I have a story that it's been eating at me for a long time. I'm dating this woman now, and she was married to a guy that physically and emotionally abused her for many, many years. The kind of guy that I know him pretty well, the kind of guy that, the sheep, you know, the like the gentleman said earlier, the wolf in sheep's clothing, these people know how to disguise their perversiveness and their sickness to such a degree. And he has retired from a job that he had where he had a lot of power and had a lot of money. And he is now weeks away from being ordained as a deacon into the Catholic Church and has gotten permission just recently, even astonishingly as an older gentleman, is going to be accepted into the seminary to become a priest. And they can't even, these establishments are so corrupt. And it is the power, and I think the money too, that has bred these poisonous situations that really need to be torn down. I don't think they just need to find the pedophile priest or the abusing priest. These establishments need to be torn down and rebuilt from the beginning.
You know, Alan, you're right. And all of this is shedding a very, very negative light on organized religion. And, you know, organized religion is kind of dying with baby boomers. And it's because many boomers within the ranks of organized religion have given organized religion a bad name through their actions that are just abhorrent. So it's really sad. But I don't blame younger generations for being so skeptical about religion because of the behavior of people who have been, you know, in responsible positions in churches.
It is. And I wanted to step forward at this deaconship right ritual that's going to happen and say something, but my girlfriend won't let me because she thinks it's going to hurt her kids. But I'm thinking, I feel bad that I'm not doing something. I'm really potentially letting, I don't know if this person has any type of, you know, pedophilia molestation capabilities,
right,
but certainly has sickness that I know is going to be allowed to creep into the Catholic Church.
Well, Alan, maybe there's a way for you to tell somebody in the church without totally going public with it, so somebody who is close to him can watch him within the ranks of the church. That would be a suggestion. I'm going to have to get to a break. I understand your conflict there, and I would just think about the kids, and I understand your girlfriend's position when it comes to that. I know we've got a lot of text to get to, but we'll get to those here in just a few minutes. So we're talking about Southern Baptist. They're now exposing perverts in their ranks that have been molesting churchgoers for many, many years. And some of these Baptists have been having sex with teenagers. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, today is a sad note on the SOTA rock culture calendar. On this day, May 24th, 1971, the legendary Duke Ellington passed away, died of lung cancer. He was 75 years old. And Take the A-Train was one of his huge hits. Coming up in the next hour, we'll add to the conversation, today being election day, primary election day for five states, and a lot of people are watching this. I mean, this is all part of the midterm circus that is going on now, leading into the 2024 presidential election. So there'll be some things to talk about. We'll get to that coming up in the next hour. We'll also continue this conversation about a very positive development. The Southern Baptist Convention has decided to release the names of, I believe it's the people who have been convicted or have pleaded, have admitted to guilt to sexually having sex, sexually molesting and having sex with underage people and inappropriate people in their church. And so, you know, you got to be careful when somebody claims to be a Christian. Make them prove it to you. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back with more. It's Tuesday afternoon on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!